podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Greetings from Forker Field in Grove City. Today, in conjunction with the PIAA and the NFHS Network, the WJPA Sports Network brings you quarterfinal action in the 1A Boys PIAA Soccer Championship Tournament as WPIL champion Bentworth takes on District 10 titleist Mercyhurst Prep. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Nate Rigotti is our director. Scott Donnelly on camera and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Tuesday night, Bentworth peppered Alex Mondick, but only Adam Messner's blast on a rebound found its way past the Westmont Hilltop goalkeeper in a 1-0 win for the Bearcats, their ninth consecutive shutout. Adam Dahl scored twice in less than a minute in the opening half, just enough for the Lakers to eliminate Eden Christian Academy 2-1, Mercyhurst Prep's 11th win in their last 13. Today's match on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Jared Hoffman, Realtor with the La Rocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising, Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. And by the Day Insurance Agency, on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. We'll take a look at how these two district champions got here today when our warm-up show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Bentworth comes in with a record of 20-0, 9 straight shutouts, and 16 blank sheets over the season. Bentworth has allowed one goal since the beginning of September, allowed single goals in each of the first three games, and then has allowed just one goal in the 17 games since that in a 7-1 win at Greensburg Central Catholic on September the 26th. Adam Messner scored the only goal in a 1-0 win over Westmont Hilltop. The Bearcats had multiple opportunities but could not get anything else in, but get the 1-0 win thanks to DJ Hayes' work in goal and by really a great defensive effort by the Bearcats. Ryan Messner had a goal in the semifinal win against Beaver County Christian, as did Dylan Colbert. Isaac Reynolds had the PK in the seventh round of the shootout, and Andrew Vipperman stopped Eden's seventh penalty kick shot to secure the WPIL championship for the Bearcats. For Mercyhurst Prep, coming in on four straight wins, all in the playoffs in the District 10 tournament, beat number 7 Eisenhower, number 3 Wilmington, and then a 1-0 win in the D10 championship match against top-seeded Seneca, and then the 2-1 win against Eden Christian. Adam Dahl scored in the first half penalty kick, and then again less than a minute later in the first round win, Marcelo Fryer assisted on that goal. Dahl scored the only goal in the championship game against Seneca with Nash Burroughs assisting. And Dahl and Fryer each had a pair of goals in the District 10 semifinal win over Wilmington. Jack Williams had the other goal. Mercyhurst Prep comes in with a record of 16-6, 10 shutout victory. Started the year 5-4, won 6 straight, but then lost to Cathedral Prep and Fairview over a 3-game stretch before winning their 4 consecutive playoff games to get to this point. This match is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Later in our broadcast, we'll recognize our player of the match, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. We did get football news today. That is American football news. WPIL semifinals are set in terms of sites and times for Friday night in classes 1A, 2A, 3A, and 5A. We already knew the championship matchups and times for sites and times for 4A and 6A, and those were the teams involved in those were determined last night. Thomas Jefferson and McKeesport in the 4A title game at 12 noon at Norwin, and then at 6 o'clock Saturday night at Norwin, it will be number 1 Central Catholic, number 2 North Allegheny. In the the 5A semifinals, Pine Richland and Bethel Park will play at North Hills, and all of these Friday at 7. Upper St. Clair and Peters Township, a rematch of that Allegheny 6 game, will be played at Bethel Park. 3A, it'll be Imani Christian and Avonworth at West Allegheny. Montour will play host to Central Valley and Elizabeth Forward. In 2A, Seton LaSalle against Steel Valley at West Mifflin. South Park and Elwood City will play at North Allegheny. And in 1A, Fort Cherry against Jeanette, that game at Canna McMillan. Peters Township will be the home site for Clairton and Bishop Canavan. Starting lineups being introduced here at Forker Field. This is the first playoff game. We didn't have the opportunity to cover the WPIL championship matches, but this is the first match that we've had this year where the stadium folks were treated to those full starting lineup introductions. Just a note, and had a couple of questions about this, and so we talked with Bentworth head coach Nick Malarby. The Bearcats wear number 15 T-shirts on their warm-ups. And so the question was asked why, and the answer is really pretty profound and yet pretty simple. This is the 20th year since Alex Luce was struck and killed by a vehicle training in the off-season for Bentworth Soccer, a co-ed program 20 years ago. Luce was struck and killed near the school district campus. And out of that terrible tragedy for the Luce family has come the From Alex with Love Foundation, hosting annual 2- and 5-mile Run for Alex on that very route. Number 15 has been worn by her brother Colton for a couple of years afterwards, and that number as a program has been retired. Every 5 years, Bentworth Soccer plans to bring out the number 15 and wear it on their warm-ups in memory of Alex Luce. So if you tune in, you see a bunch of people wearing number 15 with Bearcat colors. That is the story behind that. We're just moments away from the start of today's PIAA quarterfinal matchup. We'll have it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Winner of today's match between Bentworth and Mercyhurst Prep, both district champions, will take on the winner of this afternoon's first of three matches at Westmont Hilltop. District 5 champion McConnellsburg and WPIL runner-up Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. The other half of this bracket, District 3 champion Camp Hill and District 12 titleist Julia R. Masterman playing at Governor Mifflin. That's a noon start. And at Whitehall, District 3 runner-up Lancaster Mennonite and District 2 champion Wyoming Seminary. PIAA championship is Friday next week at the Eagle Valley Middle School in Mechanicsburg, that with a 4 o'clock start. Ready to get things underway, DJ Hayes protecting the Bentworth goal. To my right, Lorenzo Baker, a sophomore for the Lakers, protecting the goal at the scoreboard end here at Forker Field. Bearcats with the control to start and a long lob pass. Ball carried inside the 20-yard line, but driven toward the corner. A little scramble there, and who puts it across the goal? It's going to be a corner kick right away. Opening minute of action, and Bentworth with a corner kick to start. Now the Bentworth offensive attack. One, two, three, four, five guys inside the football end zone. The kick lobs out top. It is headed out, and then a long kick is blocked by a defender. Bearcats try to keep the play alive. Chop to the goal line far side, and then an exit pass is denied. The Bearcats keep the pressure up. Loose ball on the sideline. Battled around. And the Bearcats are going to possess it. Nice attack of the ball by Mercier's Prep, and then a sideline throw incoming for Bentworth over on the far side. And it looks like Gage Davenport will offer it in. Over a minute gone, 40-minute halves. If we're tied, we can play up to two 15-minute sudden victory overtime periods, and we're going to get a goal kick. Scoreless here in the opening minute, opening 2 minutes. We'll keep it right here. Time to time, we will get you a side-by-side look during these goal kicks and slight delays. Ball offered out by Lorenzo Baker, but the Bearcats head it right back in, and it's going to get clear into the penalty area, and Baker handles that on a couple of hops, and we'll serve it back out. We'll actually roll it out to the defense. Long kick going to cross midfield for the first time, but the Bearcats say not so fast. Try to return it the other way. Andrew Vipperman And now we've got a foul call, so a free kick for the Bearcats. A corner and a free already. This ball will be spotted at about the 47-yard line. Action other than a split second or so. The ball has all been in the Bentworth attacking end of the field. Vipperman long offering down deep, and a kick just eludes the attack put on there by Ryan Messner. Just could not quite get to that before Baker grabs it. Great look there, and you, those of you watching online, that was about a foot too far for Ryan Messner. And now the Lakers try to attack, and just going to be a kick out of bounds by the Bearcats, Noah Reynolds. It'll be a throw-in. Mercier's prep with a little chip. Ball comes ahead to Adam Messner, and he'll offer it out to midfield. But turned right back in by Mercier's prep. Nice battle going on. Ball headed around. Aiden McMurray chips it ahead to Ryan Messner. Works his way free. Has help on the right side. Brings it back into the midfield, and will reset this play. Messner to a teammate defender. Nice steal on the far side for Mercyhurst Prep. Into the midfield, and the Bearcats turn it right back around. 3-on-5, and that pass too far. We'll turn it back over to Mercyhurst Prep. 36.5 minutes to play in our first half. Scoreless here early on. Nice header back out by Isaac Reynolds. And then McMurray has the ball taken away. Attack. Adam Dahl has several playoff goals, and now the ball goes inside. Nicely defended there by Aiden McMurray. Ball kicked out to the top of the penalty area, and the Bearcats will possess. Adam Messner just chips it up the near side. Tried to get to brother Ryan, but pass eluded him. Steal attempt, but pass gets through. It's Neidinger. Neidinger ends up with it back on his foot and tries to press the attack. Gets into the penalty area, and a nice diving save. Great work there by DJ Hayes. Had the layout, and he makes a tremendous save as you see that action right at the top of the penalty area. Didn't handle it cleanly, but made the save, his first of the game. Play early on was all in one end, and now for the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, has all been in the Bentworth defensive end. Bearcats with a takeaway. Now come 3-on-4. Ball on the right wing, stop and go. A nice attack and a steal there. Tackle the ball. A little chip shot by Ryan Messner, but that's booted right back out. The Bearcats will reset. McMurray back out to Reynolds. And now onto the side to Adam Messner. Messner trying to get around the defender. Ball kicked out of bounds. And then Messner tripped up and goes down on the track. And that is going to be ruled throw-in for Mercyhurst Prep. Just under 35 minutes to play in our first half, and a throw-in, they're going to rule the throw-in did not get inbounds to the Bearcats. Isaac Reynolds will offer it back in now in the attacking play for the Bearcats. Get it right into Adam Messner. Goes back to Reynolds, and nice pressure there defensively, and the ball is brought up the near sideline. Kick ahead goes too far for Adam Dahl, but he's trying to track it down, and Reynolds can't get it. It's going to be ruled Mercyhurst ball. Lakers throw in at about the 15-yard line. Dahl on the sideline, chip it through to an open man. That's Burrows, and his kick goes right on net, but waist high, easily handled there by DJ Hayes, and you'll see that kick from about the 8-yard line. So 18 yards out, and just floats right in very comfortably for Hayes to handle that. And ball out to midfield area for Mercyhurst Prep. The Lakers have been able to push the attack a little better here. Now a takeaway. It's Dahl at the 30-yard line. Entry pass. Nice denial by the Bearcats. Going to lob it toward the middle of the field. Trying to play it ahead, Ryan Messner, and now trying to chase it down, but it's going to be offered back into the goalie area, and now into the penalty box, but the Bearcats don't handle the pass cleanly. And Mercier's prep able to clear the zone at least. Burrows on the near sideline. Isaac Reynolds maybe got away with a push-off there, but play on is the ruling. The Bearcats will play it back into the midfield. Gage Davenport, long entry pass intended for Adam Messner, is headed out of there. 33 minutes to play in our 40-minute first half. Nearly trouble for the Lakers on that handle by Jack Williams, but able to get it back to a teammate and now to midfield. Long lead pass up the far side. Gets inside the 20-yard line for the Lakers. With the ball, it's Matias Torre, and he's going to kick it across the goal line. Scoreless here with about 32 and a half minutes to go in the first half. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Bearcats, after the goal kick, had a chance, but Adam Messner couldn't handle a pass. And the ball ends up offered into the attacking zone again, but Bentworth unable to track that down. And now Isaac Reynolds' entry is picked off. Header trying to get the ball to Adam Messner, and this head shot will end up out of bounds, and it'll be a throw-in for the Bearcats. That time it was Jake Kurzweig. Couldn't control where the header went. So now Isaac Reynolds to throw in at about the 25. For a sport that probably isn't supposed to have this much contact, there's a lot of contact. Pass into the front, tipped around, and it's knocked wide. Great offering there by Aiden McMurray. And Bearcats keep the pressure on. McMurray offer it down the sideline, trying to get to it first. Contact, and it's going to be a free kick given to Mercyhurst Prep. First foul of the game against the Bearcats. Great to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online at WJPA.com, the WJPA Sports Network, and the NFHS Network today. State quarterfinal action. Long kick out through traffic, and the midfield referee gets in the way, and Ryan Messner trying to take advantage, gets to the top line of the penalty area and offers a kick toward the corner too high. If that ball's on target, Lorenzo Baker is not going to be able to make the catch. Great work there by Ryan Messner, and you see that left-footed kick just sails wide of that top corner. A goal kick for Lorenzo Baker. And his boot is headed right back in. It's Adam Messner, and boy, he didn't handle that well off the shin, but Bearcats keep it alive, and Messner ends up with it on his pink shoes, the near sideline. And going to be ruled last touched by Kurzweig, and so a throw in for the Bearcats. Ryan Messner, he's probably cheating slightly. He probably went about 10 yards too far. And so the officials stopped that. And say, now the throw in's going back at the 25. Entry by Reynolds, chip by Messner, and then headed out of bounds. Bentworth throw in down deep. Just under 30 minutes remaining in our opening half. Again, we play 40-minute halves. If we're tied, we could play up to two 15-minute sudden victory overtimes, and then we go to penalty kick shootouts. Entry inside, headed right back out, so another deep sideline throw in for the Bearcats. Bentworth with three players inside the penalty area, and this ball headed right back out, but saved over to the corner. Pass out front, goal! Ball was headed back in, or put back in, I think, Ryan Messner with the goal. And it would be his 44th of the season. Get a look here, the play from the corner right along the baseline. Nice offering, chipped across, and a high kick into the right upper corner of the net. The goal at 28:46. The 12th minute for Ryan Messner. and somebody hit it right out after it was offered in by Noah Reynolds. And Vipperman, Andrew Vipperman, I believe is the word, the official ruling on the assist. And the Bearcats with the 1-0 lead. Try to get the ball ahead. Nice chip again. Scramble for the loose ball, but the Lakers control it for a minute. And then it comes back out to Isaac Reynolds. And Bentworth will take it back into their own end. Nice play by Vipperman up the far sideline. Nice challenge. Ball taken away from Dylan Colbert and then kicked out of bounds on the sideline. And so it'll be a ball on a throw-in for the Lakers. 28 minutes to play here in the opening half. And Bentworth on the board first. And, you know, the Bearcats have shut out 16 opponents this year and their last 9 in a row. The only time a ball has gone in the net was in the WPIL championship shootout penalty kicks. 1 goal allowed since the start of September. Dahl, the ball knocked away from him, and he's looking for a free kick, but there is going to be none. It's going to be a throw in simply, and Dahl still sitting on the turf at the 15-yard line. Meanwhile, his teammates have possession. Ball booted right back to the far sideline. And now the Lakers with a bit of a press. Ball goes out front, and it's off the head. Last touch there by Jack Williams and grabbed by DJ Hayes. His third save of the afternoon. That one only slightly more challenging than save number 2, but the first save of the day was a dandy. Well, diving effort. Bentworth trying to get an attack going. The ball denied and taken right back, and now the Bearcats with a steal. Adam Messner can't get to pass wide of the mark. Near side, it's Nash Burrows. Challenged by Messner. And now Isaac Reynolds will chip it ahead. Messner breathing right down the neck of Jake Kurzweig. Ball comes near side, and Nash Burrows can't handle that pass. So a Bentworth throw in for Isaac Reynolds. 26 minutes and change remaining in our 40-minute first half. Reynolds gets it into McMurray. Now Reynolds will set up and make a long kick. Take it right out into the middle of the playing surface. Ryan Messner tracks it down inside the 10-yard line. Little chip out front. Bearcats trying to get Adam Messner in there. Loose ball saved out by the defense. In the scramble, it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be a corner kick for the Bearcats. Winner of this match will play the Our Lady of the Sacred Heart McConnellsburg winner. Those two teams underway at Westmont Hilltop. Over in the corner to offer it is Billy Moyer right out front. And the ball booted around. A kick from about the 5-yard line is denied there. And then Lakers try to keep it going. Andrew Vipperman will track it down in the corner, try to keep the ball alive. And it's going to be a Lakers throw in. 25 minutes and change remaining in our first half. Good work by both of these teams. I think we've had like 3 goal kicks the entire time. Goalies not allowing the ball to get pushed around, and now a free kick coming up for the Lakers. Bentworth knocking a player down over on the far side. I believe that's Matias Torre knocked down, so free kick for the Lakers. They'll get the ball right in front of the bench area and keep it alive. All right in the midfield. Good footwork there by Marcelo Fryer. Fryer bounced around a couple of times, but keeps it going, and now we're going to get a free kick again. Got bounced around, as I said, and then when the Bearcats got the advantage, the play whistled dead. One of those discretion areas for the game officials, you know, unless it's an egregious piece of contact, then you let it go until you determine if advantage was gained. Trying to split the defense, and good work there to get over and kick the ball out of bounds. Noah Reynolds will give the Lakers a throw-in at about the 20-yard line, but better than a 2-on-nobody coming in on your goalie, that's for sure. Mercier's prep, get it inbounds. Ball offered back out to around the 35. They'll send it back the other direction. Torre let it go. Now he gets it back. What about the 12-yard line? Now it's Fryer. Right back up top. 30 inside down to the 20-yard line to Kurzweg. Heel stop attempt. The ball going out of bounds. Going to be last touched by the Lakers. And Jack Williams couldn't control it, the freshman. Williams had a goal in the District 10 semifinal win for Mercyhurst Prep. Ball headed up to Adam Messner, and he couldn't control it. Billy Moyer will offer a long chip. It's going to get inside the 20-yard line and then headed right back into the goalie, Lorenzo Baker, and he'll just roll it out really quickly. Roberto Diaz, a sophomore, chips it across midfield. Hassled there. Long lob ahead into the penalty area. Nicely defended by the Bearcats. And good job by Andrew Vipperman. But then he kicks one out onto the track far side. Giovanni Negrini has checked into the game for Mercyhurst Prep. Senior with 7 goals. He was the target right ahead of that Vipperman chip out of bounds. And now Negrini waiting for the ball, tried to get behind the defense, but headed right back out. Bearcats keep the ball in play. McMurray miskicks it, and Bentworth able to come out with it. McMurray going to take a pass and bring it this way. On the feed from Charles Nuttall. And now Adam Messner, a little bit of a wrestling match, splits a double team, keeps the ball alive, has help, but doesn't want to go back, brings it forward. Messner inside the 35. Try to offer it to the right side, and a nice attack and lost the ball. And here comes Adam Dahl. Dahl's handling a little dribble action, lost it. The Bearcats, Nuttall serves it back up. It was Noah Reynolds, not Nuttall. Substitution, Billy Moyer will go out for Bentworth. And Caden Hackinson, a sophomore, checks in. Bentworth throw in far side. And this throw goes into a triple team. The Lakers trying to come out with it. Ryan Messner in a battle there. Loose ball goes out to Davenport. His entry is going to float all the way back into goalie Lorenzo Baker for the stop. 21 minutes to play in our first half. Bentworth leading 1-0 thanks to Ryan Messner's 44th goal of the year. Loose ball is bumped out of bounds. Just enough contact. Boy, they're going to award this to the Lakers. And now he was the Mercyhurst Prep player right there. Kurzweg was clearly the last player to touch it, but officials ruled the other direction. That play actually right down in front of us, so we had a good look at that one. Hard sometimes to see things that happen over on the far side, but no doubt on that one. Play on is the call. Negrini moves around a defender, trying to cross, and this one's going to go a long way, and it's going to be a goal kick out of bounds. 20 minutes to play in the first half. Bentworth leading 1-0 on Mercyhurst Prep here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Bearcats defensively turn the ball right back out. No fooling around, not a bunch of close-in passes, just a long kick. And now Ryan Messner can't handle it. Ball in the midfield, and the Lakers end up with it. Little opportunity here. 4 on, now make it 5-on-6. Backside pressure. And ball handler going to be knocked down. Free kick coming. That's Negrini, who was fouled. That'll be the Lakers' fourth free kick. Just under 19 minutes to play in the half. The ball spotted at about the 28-yard line, so 38 yards out. Nathan Neidinger going to offer it from there. People moving into the penalty area, and the ball headed back out. Adam Messner trying to track down the loose ball. He'll play it after a header, but misplays that. Ball blocked, heading toward the goal line. And again, it's going to be a goal kick for the Bearcats. 1-0 Bentworth leading. 18 minutes to play in the first half here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Raca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
After the goal kick, Aiden McMurray settles play down right around the 50-yard line. Davenport's offering ahead to Messner, and then a little tip pass to from Adam to Ryan. Just a ball kicked toward the goal line too far, and that'll be a goal kick for the Lakers. 17 minutes to play in our first half. 1-0 Bentworth leads. Ryan Messner from Vipperman. Play started on a corner, or a throw-in. Noah Reynolds got it out in front, tipped by Vipperman, and Ryan Messner buried it high in the upper right corner. Handball going to be called, and it's going to be a Bentworth free kick inside the 20-yard line. Inadvertent, kind of a funky bounce ball came up into the hands of Antonio Bruni. And so Bentworth will spot it up at the 20-yard line. Seven Bentworth players inside the 25. Get the ball spotted the way they want. 16:20 to play. It's going to be Andrew Vipperman, Adam Messner. Which one is going to kick it? Vipperman chips it, tried to get a deflection back to Messner, and the ball cleared out, but headed right back toward the attacking end. Ball rolls inside the 10-yard line. And the Lakers with control. They'll try to clear it out of there. This whole mess started when Bruni ended up called for a handball. And he's able to help clear the zone. Running play right up the middle of the field. Good hard running work there by Marcelo Fryer. And now it's Adam Dahl. Nifty move to get around Isaac Reynolds. Took it into the penalty area, and the ball cleanly taken away. Bearcats trying to get it out to Adam Messner, but he can't track it down. Everybody for Bentworth inside the 35-yard line with the exception of Adam Messner. That's the way the Bearcats play defense. 15-15 to play in our first half. Ball on the feet of Bruni. Turnover, but controlled right up front by Negrini. Now the Bearcats get it out. Once again, it's a long pass intended for Adam Messner, but not able to get there. Bruni back in the defensive end. Long pass up the sideline. Negrini marked nicely, but now chips it over that defender. Toe kick to bring it over his head and back into control. Negrini trying to track it down. The ball is going to roll out of bounds, and it's going to be a goal kick. 1-0 Bentworth leads. 14:35 to play in our first half. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Bearcats get the ball up the field, but last touch by Adam Messner as it rolls across the goal line, so a goal kick coming up for Bearcats. the Mercyhurst Prep Lakers. Jake Gamble, the head coach. Nick Malarbe, the head coach for Bentworth. 1-0 Bearcats with the lead, looking to get back to a second straight PIAA semifinal. Foul called at about the 40-yard line. Fifth free kick of the game coming up for the Lakers. The kick will be brought near side, looking for Kurzweig. Chip it ahead to Williams, and now to Dahl on the near side. Dahl in a little wrestling match here on the near side, trying to get by Isaac Reynolds. Crossing play, headed back out by Bentworth. Good thing that happened, because there was pressure coming from Matias Torre over on the far side to that far post. Chip into the penalty area, is headed further down, but then headed out. Kept alive by Williams. And a nice play by Aiden McMurray. Long kick, about 40 yards, gets it across the midfield stripe. Bentworth with a 1-0 lead. Just under 13 minutes to play in the half. Kurzweig, get it ahead. Little contact there, but play on is the ruling. Ball ahead to Adam Messner. Nice give and go. Ryan will push the issue, trying to spin a defender around. Going 1-on-4, leave it back. Nice drop pass there. Ball knocked loose. Moyer able to get to it, but couldn't control. And going over to grab it in the penalty area is the goalie Lorenzo Baker. As Mike Lang would say, take the heat out of a hot kitchen. Ryan Messner really pushing the issue there, trying to go 1-on-4, and he was being successful at that. Forced the defense to back up. Chip ahead by Jack Williams, and a return kick going the other way. That's Andrew Vipperman. About Vipperman going in the WPIL finals, played defense the whole game. They go to the shootout, and he goes in goal. First of all, he scores on the first PK for the Bearcats, and then he stops the game, the would-be game tire in the seventh round of the shootout to get the Bearcats their second consecutive WPIL championship. Lakers press the issue in the offensive side. Torre is pushed down and going to be a pushing foul. So Mercyhurst Prep will get a free kick inside the 30-yard line, and really no question about that foul. This time to take the kick is Neidinger. Moves people around. Entry into the area. Headed toward the goal, but grabbed once again by DJ Hayes, who keeps the shutout going. And again, not a lot of force on that header toward the goal, and DJ Hayes able to make the grab and send it right back out. 10.5 minutes to play in the first half. Adam Messner. It's a ball on a replay or a rebound rather to McMurray, but he lost it to Dahl. Dahl trying to go 1-on-4, and he is knocked down, and there is no call. The Lakers almost incredulous, and Dahl still laying on the ground at about the 6-yard line, but there is no call. Dahl with a bicycle kick attempt, but he comes up empty, swing and a miss. But the Lakers keep it back, and the officials being lobbied for a call once again, and now a long kick going to go out of bounds, and the Mercyhurst player having a conversation. That's Marcelo Fryer, and he wants to know how there's no foul. And a little push over on the far sideline. Mercyhurst Prep with the possession. Bearcats, though, with a steal. And now a give back. It's Negrini able to get the ball ahead, but taken away. Here comes Billy Moyer. He was working 1-on-3. Adam Messner is the ball taken away. Good defensive back check by Matias Torre. Now we have a Veterans Day parade today in Charleroi. We have one here in Grove City today as well. And our thanks to all U.S. military veterans for your service. 9 minutes remaining in our first half. Bentworth with a 1-0 lead. All right on the foot near side and a little too physical doll trying to get rid of Isaac Reynolds. Really a great job done by Reynolds today to keep Dahl somewhat under wraps. You saw the attack there here at the near sideline. Ball right at midfield. And a free kick offered into traffic. Ball headed out of danger for a moment, but controlled by Mercyhurst Prep and then knocked away and out of bounds by Noah Reynolds. It'll be throw in. Nope. It's going to be kept alive, so just keep the play moving. Nice spin move by Marcelo Fryer. And a foul called on the Bearcats. This time Fryer, with his little conversation earlier, is going to draw the foul call against Ryan Messner. So another free kick, this one at the 17-yard line, so 27 yards out. Officials are going to stop this and then mark off how close the Bearcats can be and keep backing Bentworth up. Going to be back inside the 10-yard line, right at the top of the penalty area. Kicker at some point will wave his hands and say go, and now the kick right in, deflected, and it's going to go wide to the post, and the Bearcats keep it alive and then kick it out of bounds. It's going to be a corner kick here for the Lakers. DJ Hayes didn't do a great job that time, didn't handle that very well, and then couldn't get to the loose ball. Kicked out of play across the goal line by Noah Reynolds. So corner kick, first corner kick of the game for Mercyhurst Prep. It's going to be offered by Neidinger. He goes clear across to the far side, and a pushing foul called trying to get to the ball by Jack Williams. So free kick coming up for Bentworth. Down to just under 7 minutes remaining in our first half. Great to have all of you along today. Big vote of thanks to folks who make it possible for us to be here as well. And appreciate all the help from Casey Young and the entire crew here at Forker Field, Grove City High School football field. We're about a mile away from Thornfield on the campus of Grove City College. Long pass doesn't get through, intended for Negrini. But the Lakers keep possession, and not for long, though. Nice play by McMurray to take it away. McMurray loses it in a double team now, and Mercyhurst Prep back inside the 30. Chip toward the penalty area, headed right back out. Moyer will lob it long ahead for Adam Messner. Too far out for the goalie to come get it. And now Messner keeps the pressure up. Ball kicked toward the sideline. And now a great play to spin that ball away from Messner as the Lakers get it out into a little bit of safety. And now a handball going to be called. Ball hopped right up into Roberto Diaz. And the Bearcats will get a free kick at about the 23-yard line. 33 yards out. They're going to actually take it clear back out to the 25. And now Bentworth brings a bunch of players into the attacking zone. Three in deep, four more between the 20 and the 25. Kicked by Ryan Messner to the football goal line, headed toward the goal, and it goes over the crossbar for a goal kick. 5 minutes to play in our first half. Bentworth 1, Mercyhurst Prep nothing. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
After the goal kick, Bentworth ends up with the ball and a throw-in on the far sideline. I think we had a little equipment issue there, taking care of Ryan Messner with a shoe problem. That's squared away. Down to about 4 minutes remaining in our first half, a couple of seconds beyond that, and the throw-in gets away and then headed out of bounds by Messner. So not a great set piece there for the Bearcats. Threw it in right to Mercyhurst Prep and then headed out of bounds. Bentworth's defense will drop back. five back on their own side of midfield, counting the goalie, DJ Hayes. I have four saves this afternoon for Hayes. Now, ball up the sideline just eludes Dylan Colbert, and it gets under his foot. And that's going to be an easy throw in for Mercyhurst Prep as they start to get things set up. Chip toward the goal, but no real challenge there. Sebastian Cervera, and a pushing foul against Bentworth. Free kick for the Lakers. I have free kicks at 9-4 in favor of Mercyhurst Prep. Bentworth defenders backing up. This one at the 25-yard line. Set the ball at the hash mark far side. Officials making sure that nobody for Mercyhurst Prep behind the defense. And now the kick chipped toward the goal, going to be stopped well short. And it's brought out, a pushing foul called against the Lakers, and a free kick for the Bearcats. 2:35 remaining in our opening half. 1-0 Bentworth leading. Goal with 28:46 left on the clock. That's the 12th minute of the match. The only goal so far. And from the free kick, the Bearcats will walk it out. And I mean walk it out patiently without any real pressure. And now Andrew Vipperman sends it up the far sideline, well off the mark. Out of bounds, so a free kick or a throw-in coming for the Lakers right in the midfield area. Then we're trying to turn the pressure up on that particular ball handler, but comes near side. Now Kurzweig. Give it back to Diaz. And now ahead, 2-on-2. Ball toward the penalty area. Fryer's entry denied. Ball booted back out. Now Fryer on the far side. That entry goes over his head and toward the far side. Now at the goal line, chipped out front, headed away. Great defensive play made by Vipperman to head it out of bounds. Lakers trying to set up at about the 10-yard line. Shot sails right in on goalie DJ Hayes. But again, only one real challenging save. That was early in the match. And seeing the earlier replay there of that attack. Ball lobbed out to midfield area. As we click under 1 minute to play, the Bearcats will possess it. Lakers not forcing the issue. Ball just laying there. And Mercyhurst Prep deciding whether they're going to come put pressure on. Now long pass to Adam Messner. Lobbed it back across. Ball knocked loose and now offered into the corner. Adam Messner going to go get it at the 15-yard line. Aiden McMurray trying to figure out where he's going to go. He's running away from the goal. The Bearcats are attacking but trying to keep possession. Near side it's Isaac Reynolds with Mercyhurst Prep player breathing down his neck. Reynolds loses the ball. It's Nash Burrows. Kick it ahead into the penalty area. Nice sliding tackle. Ball comes to the near sideline. The Mercyhurst player is down, shaken up, but Burrows gets it out front. Bicycle kick attempt. Pops up in the air, headed out. Another bicycle kick attempt, and now it's cleared by the Bearcats. A little scramble for the Lakers as we get to the end of the first half. Bentworth 1, Mercyhurst Prep nothing after 40 minutes here at Forker Field in Grove City. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
40 minutes in the books, 40 more left in regulation. If Mercyhurst Prep squares this game up, we'll play overtime, can play up to two 15-minute sudden victory overtime periods. And if it would happen to still be all tied after that, each team names five players for the first rounds of a shootout, penalty kick shootout. If it's tied after that, as Bentworth well knows, you go to a second set of five players to be named, and that is sudden victory. At the end of each round, if the score is still tied, you go to the next round. If it's not, if Bentworth scores and Prep doesn't, or vice versa, in that second group after the first five PKs, then that ends the match. You end up with a golden goal. Speaking of golden goals, Ryan Messner has the Bearcats in front. His 44th goal of the season, setting a new single-season mark. The offering from the corner, it was Andrew Vipperman. And back that up for me one more time there, Nate, if you would. You see the ball in the corner, and it is Vipperman bringing it there. I thought it might have been touched by Adam Messner, but the ruling down below was that it was not, and it came from Vipperman right across to Ryan Messner, who gets his 44th goal of the year. Again, that sets a new Bentworth single-season record. It extends his career scoring record with now 87 career goals. And get this, Ryan Messner is just a junior and has already set the career scoring mark. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. I'm Bob Gregg. Nate Rigotti pushing the buttons and moving a camera here and there, keeping us focused in on what's going on and popping some replays. Scott Donnelly handling the other camera, and Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. I have DJ Hayes making five saves, three made by Lorenzo Baker. The only goal of the match coming at the 28:46 on the clock, the 12th minute of the match. That play started from the corner and brought in by Vipperman. We'll get a look at some of the action here. You get look at the Lorenzo Baker handling the bouncing shot, and now the best save of the day, as DJ Hayes has to lay out of the five saves. That was clearly the most challenging. Get a little floater coming right into the midsection of Hayes. A little bend on the end of that shot, but not able to get it in. Bearcats keep the pressure up, but Baker again able to defend very nicely. Here you see Ryan Messner cross over and then offers a kick with the left foot that Baker would not have gotten if that was on target, but missed the upper corner. And now, once again, the look at the goal as Adam Messner tried to get a foot on it, did not, and Ryan Messner did, and buried it high in the far corner of the post. We're at the half here at Forker Field in Grove City. 1-0 Bentworth leading Mercyhurst Prep, a battle of two district champions. The winner will play Our Lady of the Sacred Heart or McConnellsburg, those two playing at Westmont Hilltop right now. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart losing to Bentworth in the WPIL finals. McConnellsburg, the District 5 champion. Back after a timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Mentioned that the winner of this match will move on to take Our Lady of the Sacred Heart or McConnellsburg in the state semifinals. Bentworth losing to Charleroi in that round a year ago. State semis will be played on Tuesday. Sites and times to be determined based on those matchups. The 1A boys state championship is scheduled for Friday, the 15th, next Friday at Eagle View Middle School. That's on the Cumberland Valley campus in Mechanicsburg. That has a 4 p.m. start. Other action today, and each of the eight classifications has at least one WPIL team playing in today's quarterfinals. Mentioned the 1A boys. 2A boys, Avonworth is playing District 10 champion Fairview. In 3A boys, WPIL runner-up Franklin Regional against District 3 champion Conrad Weiser, and WPIL champion Moon is playing Alderdice. That match tonight at 7 o'clock at Peters Township. In the 4A boys bracket, both the WPIL champion and runner-up still alive, Fox Chapel, the titleist, playing District 3 runner-up Warwick, and WPIL runner-up Plum taking on District 3 champion Cumberland Valley. The Fox Chapel Warwick match is at Chambersburg Mansion Park, hosting Plum and Cumberland Valley. On the girls' side, in the 1A bracket, WPIL champion Springdale playing District 6 titleist Bishop Guilfoyle, and WPIL third place team Seton LaSalle taking on District 9 champion Carm City. That match at 2 o'clock at North Allegheny. Full disclosure, one of my cousins is the backup goalie for Seton LaSalle. In the 2A bracket, champion and third place teams out of the District 7 still alive. Champion Quaker Valley playing District 3 runner-up Trinity at Westmont Hilltop. That's a 2 o'clock start. North Catholic and Cathedral Prep are playing at Franklin. That match should be just about over. North Catholic, the third place finisher in the league. Both WPIL finalists and 3A girls still alive. South Fayette, the champion, playing Mars Area. That match at North Allegheny. Runner-up Fox Chapel and District 3 titleist Lower Dauphin playing. That match should be about final as well, that at Chambersburg. And in the 4A girls bracket, only WPIL runner-up Seneca Valley still alive. The Raiders are taking on District 1 fifth-place finisher Conestoga. Meanwhile, Lower Marion and Central Dauphin are playing at this moment in that other quarterfinal. Volleyball action on the docket for today. All four classes have semifinal matchups. Greensburg Central Catholic, Fraser, Southmoreland, Mars, Beaver Area, Hampton, and North Allegheny all in action for today. Just about a minute away from the start of the second half, we'll have it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Mercy Earth Prep will start the second half with the ball. And as soon as the officials say, let's play, 40 minutes up on the clock. Second half ready to get underway. Teams have traded ends the field. DJ Hayes now defending the goal to our left. Game officials checking the netting there to make sure there's nothing loose, just in case. And Adam Dahl will offer it back to his defense. And the Lakers proffer it forward, but kicked out to the midfield area. Aiden McMurray with control. Gives it back to Reynolds. Turns it over to Matias Torre. Torre spun around here at the 40. Bring it back out to Cervera. And he'll lob it all the way back to his defense at the 25. And then on back to the goal, and Lorenzo Baker. He'll launch it up the right sideline now, trying to flip the field. The ball lost out of bounds. Nash Burrows couldn't control it, couldn't stop it, and then it went out of bounds on the sideline. 1-0 Bentworth leads, opening minute of the second half. An awkward-looking throw in there for the Bearcats. Messner trying to corral it, but now plays it back. Aiden McMurray on the stripe on the far side. Get it ahead to Ryan Messner. Trying to turn the defense around. And now into the penalty area. Ryan Messner, snap and go. Now puts a kick on it. Bounds. Hits the side of the goal. And apparently knocked that way by Mercyhurst Prep. A defender there. Great work there by Ryan Messner. And yeah, off the foot of a Mercyhurst Prep defender. So a corner kick coming up for the Bearcats. Their third of the match. First, obviously, here in the second half. Well, short corner attempt there, and I don't think the Bearcats were all on the same page on that play. You see Messner, or the kick entry there, and he wasn't sure what he was doing, and nobody else moved toward the ball either. So now it'll be a throw-in from that same sideline for the Bearcats. High lobbing throw-in. Dylan Colbert tried to get it. Billy Moyer had it on his foot, and now Moyer offers it back. Aiden McMurray with a takeaway inside the 10. Tried to stop and go. Now McMurray with a steal again. Chips it around a defender and tried to get out front to Adam Messner, and the ball again kicked out across the sideline. Far side, Bentworth throw in coming. Great work there by Aiden McMurray, but his pass just maybe a touch soft and couldn't get through to Adam Messner. 2 minutes gone in this second half. Bentworth with the 1-0 lead, and the Bearcats would love to just keep playing in this end of the field. The throw in, Ryan Messner trying to bring his left arm with him, and kick offered out front and tipped and then grabbed by Baker. Had pressure from right in his face, but able to avoid that. Dylan Colbert was looking to be Johnny on the spot, but couldn't get to it. Isaac Reynolds with a clearing kick right up toward the mug of Matias Torre. And the Bearcats have control. Ball goes ahead to Adam Messner, and going to be a handball called on Mercyhurst Prep, and I believe that foul committed by Roberto Diaz. Minutes to play, second half. Is a Bentworth 1-0 lead. Bearcats overload the attacking zone at the moment. All but three, now two, now one. Only one defender back on their side, and that's Andrew Vipperman, and he'll launch it all the way toward the goal line, but headed back out. Aiden McMurray fighting for the loose ball far side. Good work by Nash Burrows to push it up the sideline. Gage Davenport challenging, trying to keep it alive, but lost it out of bounds. Lakers with a throw in at about the 25-yard line. And now a chip up the far side. Good run and open area there for Burroughs. Burroughs will put it into the end zone, and now we're going to get a corner kick far side. Just the second corner kick for Mercyhurst Prep in the game. And coming down to take it is Neidinger, the junior. Midfielder. Five players inside the penalty area, and the kick goes toward the goal and bounced around. Burroughs had a shot at it. And apparently going to be ruled a goal kick. And now everybody going to run up the field. The official right at the goal line ruled that that was put out of bounds by, it had to be Burroughs in deep who touched it last. So it's going to be a goal kick for the Bearcats. 35 minutes to play, second half. Ball tipped ahead by Hayes, and now the Bentworth defense will bring it up out of the penalty area. And kick long up the near side, and Andrew Vipperman again. That's about the third or fourth time that Vipperman, uncontested from his own end, tries to launch one long, and he kicks it out across the sideline to give the Lakers a throw-in. Bruni fires it, and Gage Davenport heads that ball out. But nice challenge out around the 45-yard line. Negrini. And now with the ball lost by Jack Williams, Bearcats track it down far side. Adam Messner, get it ahead to Ryan Messner. Entry pass. Ball into the penalty area, contact there. Ball rolls out of bounds. Billy Moyer, the target. It's going to be a corner kick. Ryan Messner with a great feed there, and Billy Moyer just staying onside but couldn't get to the ball. Now, looks like Ryan Messner going to take the corner, and Billy Moyer going to join Adam Messner, Dylan Colbert, Aiden McMurray, and Andrew Vipperman all out in front. The Lakers, a couple of guys back looking to cherry pick, but the corner kick hits the side of the goal. And not really any opportunity to do anything with that. Lorenzo Baker on the goal, turned it over. And now Isaac Reynolds clears the ball across the traffic, but headed right back into trouble now. A long kick going to go wide of the mark. Good open look there by Negrini, but unable to put it where he wanted. Turnover right ahead of that by Noah Reynolds. And with that, a break in the action. 32 minutes and change left. 1-0 Bentworth. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats.
Those Bearcats defending just outside the penalty area. Keep the Lakers keep the pressure going. Drive by Roberto Diaz into the corner and takes it away. Spin out front. Ball knocked back out of the penalty area. Adam Messner, a little turning shot, and that off the shin of an attacker there, and that's going to be a goal kick. You'll see Adam Messner here just turn and kick it. Boy, right off the knee of that attacker for Mercyhurst Prep just that quickly. So a goal kick coming up for the Bearcats. Clock says 31:30 remaining. 1-0 Bentworth leading. Bearcats have led. Now approaching 40 minutes of game time. On a goal from Ryan Messner, his 44th of the year. Ball chipped up the near sideline and going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be a throw-in for the Bearcats. Got Kurzweig here on the near sideline, I believe, trying to chip it right along the line. Check that. It was Negrini, but unable to do so. Moyer turns it over. Nice little spin kick, but turned it over, and the Bearcats force it loose, but a foul going to be called. Noah Reynolds, and we are right above the Bentworth fans here, and they did not prefer that call going that way. A free kick coming at about the 35-yard line. First free kick of the second half for Mercyhurst Prep. It'll be Neidinger chip it toward the penalty area, and the ball blocked by the defense and then booted high in the air, far side. Nice touch pass to Adam Messner. Ryan, the brother, takes it back, lost the handle on it. Mercyhurst Prep going to press the issue. Diaz, and now the ball knocked out of bounds by the Bearcats. Throw in, quickly accomplished. Sliding attempt there by Gage Davenport to keep that from turning into some kind of fast break. But another throw in on the far side. Diaz offers it high in the air. A little chip kick. That one's going to hit off the hands of DJ Hayes. He almost mistimed his jump there and was able to get a hand on it and then put it up over the top, and I think that hit the football crossbar and therefore will be a corner kick for Mercyhurst Prep. And they're going to bring that corner this way, so the third corner kick for the Lakers. And it will be Neidinger to offer it out front. Chips it low, and the ball kicked out of bounds. It's going to be another corner as Isaac Reynolds put that toward the goal line. And for some reason, I don't know why DJ Hayes rolled the ball where he did, but Neidinger comes and has to come all the way in to get it and take it back to the corner, well, where he'll serve it up one more time. This kick going a little further out in front, headed by the Lakers, but the wrong direction. Bearcats with a takeaway in the penalty box. Boy, that was a tough play. A little jersey grab there. That pretty obvious foul call, but no call. And the play going to continue. Well, that looked like a jersey grab. We'll have another chance to look at that, but we'll stick with the live action at the moment. Lakers long kick ahead, headed right back out. Good play by Andrew Vipperman with the head there. And now a handball going to be called against the Bearcats. 28 minutes to play in the game. 1-0 Bentworth. Ryan Messner's goal in the 12th minute. The only marker on the board. Free kick at the 37-yard line. This shot launched down deep to the goal line, headed back out of there, rattles around, and Vipperman with a high kick gets it out of the hot area for a minute, and then he blocks one with his head, header back out. Bearcats with a nice run here to stop a couple of great opportunities. Moyer feed it ahead to Ryan Messner, lob it up the near sideline. Here comes Dylan Colbert. Colbert pressed the issue, gets cut off. Nice defensive play by the Lakers to take the ball to the corner. And it's going to be a corner kick for the Bearcats. Colbert chipped the ball off the leg of Antonio Bruni. Bearcats' third corner of the half. Great work there by Ryan Messner and Dylan Colbert. Corner kick from the near side. Rolled along, and again, a short corner look. The Bearcats don't get a good look at the net. Ball kept alive by Gage Davenport. He's able to chip it up into traffic, headed back out, but turned over to Aiden McMurray and taken right back by Jack Williams. Davenport gets shoved down. And there's no call. Davenport jumped right in front of the Mercyhurst player to stop him from getting to the ball, and then a shove. But the ball goes out of bounds, and so the Bearcats will take it there. Adam Messner loses the handle. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Bearcats. 26 minutes to play. 1-0, Bentworth with the lead. Mercyhurst Prep with the throw-in just across midfield, but taken back by Aiden McMurray, lost out of bounds. Another time throw-in. Roberto Diaz lobs it ahead, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. And do they call a penalty? They must have called a foul. DJ Hayes having a conversation with the referee. Referee goes right to the goal and explain things. They're going to put 6 seconds back on the clock. Adjust that to 25-23. And just like Johnny on the spot, director Nate Rigotti taking care of that. So a free kick far side from the 20-yard line. So 30 yards out, headed toward the goal, and it goes just wide. The question is, who touched it? And it's going to be a goal kick. 25 minutes to play in our second half. Bentworth 1, Mercyhurst Prep nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Bearcats fans don't like the hook and hold call, but I don't have an issue with that call right here, right below us at all. Bentworth was going 2-on-1 to try to get to that loose ball, and one going for the ball and the other hooking and holding the Mercyhurst Prep defender. And then the Lakers kick it across the goal line for a goal kick for the Bearcats. Game clock down to 24 minutes and a couple of seconds. Well, the kick will come out to midfield area. Headed a couple of times and possession gained by the Bearcats for a moment. Looking for a hold call and getting none. Return up the other way. Boy, both sides getting a little play on. Dylan Colbert chips it ahead, and we're going to get a foul this time. After just as Colbert kicked the ball, Cervera jumped in front of him. You'll see there the leg stuck out beyond the frame, and the free kick coming for the Bearcats. Bentworth leading 1-0 as we approach the halfway mark of half number two. Bentworth looking for a 21st consecutive win. Mercyhurst Prep looking for win number 5 in a row. Somebody's season is ending today. Andrew Vipperman's offering into the penalty area is headed out of there, and now Adam Messner, and the Bearcats are going to get a corner kick out of this. Nice long offering there from Vipperman, you'll see. And the header attempt by Ryan Messner didn't get to it, but Adam Messner keeps it alive and then kicked out of bounds by Adam Dahl. Corner from the far side. Bearcats packing it in tight. We've seen several short corners. This time we're going to take it all the way across. Headed right back out in front, trying to set it up. Kick rattles around off the legs. One more time, it's going to be chipped out of there. Bearcats defense sees it, though. Gage Davenport, great Johnny on the spot. And now Vipperman will lob it ahead to Ryan Messner, trying to get around the defense. Messner in the end zone, and a pushing foul called on Ryan Messner. You can hear the displeasure of the Bentworth fans. This is the ball rattling around inside, and a couple of opportunities, but no clear shot at a goal there. It's going to be a free kick after that push called inside the football end zone. Well, Lakers bring the ball up, and over top of everybody, Isaac Reynolds pops one up to the second baseman. Big high pop up gets to midfield area, but now Adam Dahl with the ball on his foot, trying to stutter step and get around. The ball kicks toward the corner, and it's going to go out of bounds. Going to be a corner kick for Mercyhurst Prep. This will be their fifth corner of the match. Bentworth has had six corners, and each with four now in this second half. Neidinger will bring it across. Low line drive is kicked right back out by the Bentworth defense. Neidinger will track it down at the 15-yard line and tries to enter it again. And it's going to be another corner. Ball blocked by Bentworth. 21 minutes to play in regulation. Bentworth protecting a 1-0 lead. Neidinger set up. Ball in the far corner. Waits for everybody to be ready. And now kicks it out to Dahl at the top of the penalty area, right back to Neidinger, and then offers up top. Ball rattles around again. The Bearcats trying to get to this loose ball, get it out of the penalty area at least. And now chip to open space, and the Bearcats say, here, let's put this out on the track. Slow things down for a moment. Throw in near side, Cervera. Good job to get to the ball by Jack Williams, but that play cleared out nicely. Ball comes clear out to midfield. It was Andrew Vipperman that booted that out. Now loose ball chipped out nicely by Noah Reynolds, but the Lakers keeping the attack on right at the moment. Jack Williams looking for an entry, and he's going to kick this one too far for a goal kick as we click under 20 minutes to play second half. Bentworth 1, Mercyhurst Prep nothing. Back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bentworth unable to get the ball out of their own end of the field after that goal kick, but able to defend the throw-in. Mercyhurst Prep now trying to set it up one more time. Matias Torre inside the 10. Ball blocked nicely, but right back out. Here come the Lakers again. It's Torre spin around. Shot is headed back out. Ball set up on the far side. Going to get to the football goal line and blocked right back out once again. This Bentworth team defense keeping the ball off of DJ Hayes, though Hayes has made five saves, all five in the first half. And Bentworth going to give up a throw-in. Gage Davenport kicked the ball out of bounds. Entry pass, Andrew Vipperman blocks that, and a long shot by Marcelo Fryer. Heads it, puts it way up over the football crossbar and out of play. Game clock down to just over 18 minutes remaining. Winner goes to the PIAA semifinals on Tuesday. We'll take on the Our Lady of the Sacred Heart McConnellsburg winner. And now a turnover. Mercyhurst Prep with the ball inside the 20-yard line. It's Adam Dahl. His kick rolls and would have gone wide, I believe. Looks like that one would not have gone in anyway, but DJ Hayes just makes sure. Dahl, who's had a number of goals this playoff season, Hayes will credit him with his sixth save. Bearcats now chip the ball ahead. Adam Messner trying to split two defenders. He's warded off by Antonio Bruni, and Messner chips the ball, and it hits Bruni's foot and goes out of bounds, so a throw-in for the Bearcats. Substitution. Bentworth will send Charles Nuttall off the field, and coming on is Caden Hackinson. Davenport to lob in the ball. It goes to Aiden McMurray. McMurray finds help. Nice toe stop, and a ball in tight to Adam Messner. Good back check. Ball taken off his foot. Nicely played there by Neidinger. Bearcats trying to return the favor, but Marcelo Fryer keeps it going. Now it's Williams and a ball to the far side, and Burroughs can't handle the pass, and it's going to go out of bounds. Bentworth throw in, far sideline. Clock down to 16 and a half minutes remaining. 1-0 Bearcats, and Vipperman turns it over. Sliding out is DJ Hayes. He'll take the loose ball. Vipperman, who's had a couple of problems on kicks out of up the sideline today, just tried to chip this one, and it got blocked and turned into a break to the net. But DJ Hayes comes out and says, "I got you." Aiden McMurray whiffs on a little kill attempt in the midfield area. Now the ball comes this way. Isaac Reynolds keeps the ball alive, gets it to a teammate, but that turnover. That's Billy Moyer, chips it ahead, looking for Ryan Messner. Messner will head it forward to himself and now chase it down. Messner got behind the coverage. Messner cannot quite catch up to the ball. Contact at the football goal line, and officials say play on. So save there by Lorenzo Baker. Action as the pressure starts to mount on Mercyhurst Prep, recognizing their season coming to an end if they don't find a way to get a goal here in the next 15 minutes and 15 seconds. Lakers throw in. Ball headed back out, and clearing attempt is whiffed on, and good recovery there by Dylan Colbert to get to the loose ball. Goes up top. It's Jack Williams. Isaac Reynolds going to kick it long and out of bounds. Throw in coming for Neidinger. Neidinger will take the ball back from Kurzweig. A little heel stop. Run it up the near sideline. Excuse me, that's Diaz on the near side with him. Turnover and then a turnover right back. It's Fryer. Fryer has a playoff goal. Chip across and it's going to roll out of bounds. Going to be a goal kick, and Bentworth will have the ball. 14:30 to play, second half. Bearcats 1, Lakers nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Bearcats content to play tough, stingy defense. Want to avoid a couple of turnovers that they've had recently. And now long kick going to go across the goal line. It'll be a goal kick for Mercyhurst Prep. They'll not fool around on this. They'll set the ball up, and Lorenzo Baker will put the ball in play right away with the clock running. 13 and a half minutes remaining in the ball game or soccer match. 1-0 Bentworth with the lead. Been that way since the 12th minute of the game. Long pass up the near sideline and going to find its way across the sideline. Noah Reynolds tried to track it down, but it is going to be a Bentworth throw-in. Isaac Reynolds lobs it up near side. Billy Moyer with the header. And now Ryan Messner chip ahead to Adam Messner, but he couldn't control that. Lakers set it up inside the 40. Ball inside the 25. Nice little give and go. Marcelo Fryer. Ball goes to about the 10. Ball blocked. Player ends up down. Another player ends up down, and it's all play on. And a long kick from way out by that kick by Jack Williams is going to be just out of play, and it's going to be a goal kick for the Bearcats. A couple of people trying to stretch things out. Players for both teams questioning game officials, like, why wasn't that? And Andrew Vipperman, once again, a long kick, and he kicks it out of bounds. No chance whatsoever for the Bearcats to play it. So back the other way on a throw in. one more time, Noah Reynolds has to stop a drive by kicking the ball out of bounds. Ball in play into the penalty area. Long kick. Good velocity. Marcelo Fryer put it right on, but DJ Hayes up to the effort. That ball just inside, right at the 5-yard line, so 15 yards out. And DJ Hayes with the grab. But all that started again because of the goal kick out of bounds by Andrew Vipperman. I'm going to say that's five today that he's done that. Lakers keep the ball alive on the far sideline. Clock down to 11:10 remaining. Ball headed out nicely into the midfield area. Challenge this way. Austin Hollier loses the ball. Defensive pressure by the Bearcats, but a turnover. Fryer tackled, and we are going to get a foul call. So a free kick coming. Fifth of the second half for the Lakers. 10:40 to play. Second half, 1-0 Bentworth leads. This one's going to be spotted at the 28-yard line. Now goalkeeper Lorenzo Baker, he's clear out at the 30. DJ Hayes is back at his goal line. Kick trying to chip it in and headed toward the goal, but ends up right in the hands of DJ Hayes. Header attempt by Marcelo Fryer. Hayes with his 9th save of the match, looking for the Bearcats' 10th consecutive shutout. Now a foul, pushing foul against Bentworth. Player shaken up, and it is Adam Dahl. Dahl, who has 19 goals on the year, and we are going to stop the action with 9:46 to play, second half. Bentworth 1, Mercyhurst Prep 0. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Adam Dahl was fouled, and so it'll be a free kick for Mercyhurst Prep. But Dahl then took his wristbands off and threw them. Because they stopped the clock, Dahl has to leave the field, but he is right there ready to check back in on the next appropriate stoppage. And now Neidinger will offer the free kick. A lot of conversation with players and game officials down around the 8-yard line where everybody's huddled up. Now the free kick in flight, headed up in the air, comes out to Adam Messner, and he's going to just chip it out to midfield. High kick near side. Messner trying to get to it. Push the ball through the legs of Cervera, and it's going to be a Mercyhurst Prep throw in on the near sideline. And Adam Dahl will get the opportunity to check back into the game now. Billy Moyer coming back as well for the Bearcats as Austin Hollier goes out. Neidinger throw in near side. Ball kept alive right here on the sideline. Bearcats, nice pressure. Sprinting for the loose ball is Antonio Bruni. He'll get there before Adam Messner can. Nice block as well for Roberto Diaz to keep that from being a Bearcats breakaway. Cervera is going to tow it back to his goalie, Lorenzo Baker, who will set it up. Adam Messner just coming up to make sure we don't stand here all day. And now a long pass ahead, a header. Get the ball to Adam Messner. He's just going to chip it out front. Header away from a Bentworth player. Now it's going to come clear out to the 25-yard line. Good play by the Lakers to keep it alive, but here comes Dylan Colbert. Press the issue. Colbert takes it into the football end zone. Pushing foul called against Sebastian Cervera, and a free kick for Bentworth right at the football goal line. look there, and good job by Colbert. He got past the defender with him and took a hand in the small of the back, and the penalty call there. So the free kick is outside the penalty box. Ryan Messner kicks it out front, and it's headed out by the Lakers defense. Aiden McMurray lost the handle far side. The ball kicked out of bounds. McMurray trying to get it back away from Giovanni Negrini, but out of bounds. Throw in for Mercyhurst Prep. 7.5 minutes remaining in regulation. 1-0 Bentworth with the lead. Dahl was the intended recipient. Ball kicked loose. Isaac Reynolds tried to get it. Now Dahl to throw it in. Ball comes to the sideline. This time Bipperman blasts it out of bounds intentionally. Dahl trying to press the issue. Get it inbounds to Jack Williams. Williams double team, keeps the ball. Gage Davenport trying to cut him off, and now Bipperman again just going to kick it out of play. Throw in near side. I think Dahl's just going to flip it back into Cervera. No, he takes it forward down to about the 10-yard line. Crossing play, nicely defended, but a turnover. The Bearcats give it right back. Ball comes out to Adam Messner. He'll keep it to chip it ahead. Billy Moyer unable to get to that loose ball, and now a long kick for the Bearcats, and Moyer going to try to get by the defender. Head it toward the goal, and it's grabbed there by Lorenzo Baker. 6:25 to play, second half. Moyer, and we're going to get a handball called against Moyer, the only whistle, the only thing called on that contact. Ball chipped toward the near sideline, save attempt, and a good job to get to that. Fryer kept it in play, and the Bearcats get it to Adam Messner, has Moyer with him. Has Ryan, his brother, with him as well. Adam Messner takes it deep far side. 15, stop and go. Lost the ball, got it back, and gets pulled down. And this is going to be a card, an intentional grab, and the foul called on Nathan Neidinger. That's a yellow card, so he's out of action for 5 minutes. So with 5:43 to play here in the second half, Bentworth will have the free kick at around the 5-yard line. Adam and Ryan Messner side by side there. Officials checking with, make sure everybody's ready. And now they'll wind the clock. Adam Messner into the corner, has Ryan with him. Double team there, and the ball goes out of bounds on the sideline. It'll be Bentworth throw in now. 5.5 minutes remaining. Bearcats substitute, and tell you what, you can take some time off a running clock with late substitutions. Adam Messner pressing down into the corner. Loose ball. And the Bearcats get it, and a pushing foul called against Bentworth to get to that loose ball. 5 minutes to play in regulation. Bearcats leading 1-0. Ball comes out to midfield. Gage Davenport, Charles Nuttall gets in to chip it out. And a foul called on the Bearcats again. Another free kick. Ball will be set up at about the 38-yard line. Will be offered deep. Run up. Kick is blocked. Taken away by Bentworth. Ryan Messner getting chased down from behind. Just wants to keep the ball moving, at least, or stay in that half of the field. And the ball now kicked out of bounds. Turnover by Kurzweig. And another Bentworth substitution. That'll run a few seconds off the clock without any kind of challenge. Davenport with the long throw and up the sideline. And that carries out of bounds. One more time, Burroughs trying to get it. And Bearcats, I think Bentworth knocked that out of bounds. It's going to be a Mercyhurst prep throw in indeed. Now Burroughs keeps the ball in bounds, but Colbert stops that, puts it across the sideline for a throw in. Under 4 minutes to play, 1-0 Bearcats with the lead. Mercyhurst prep throw in. This is going to be Roberto Diaz trying to get it into the penalty area. He does, but not handled, cleared out. Bearcats try to pressure far side, but Moyer can't control it. It goes out of bounds again. Another throw in, 3.5 to play in regulation. Ball chipped toward the goal line and coming over and grabbing the loose ball. DJ Hayes easily to handle that. Get a look there. Fryer gave it off and trying to get it inside to Negrini, and Negrini never had a chance. Hayes with a punt and get out to around the midfield area. And now Adam Messner, 2-on-4, brings it near side. Messner going to stop, just kind of toe the ball, take it across. Boy, that pass, if that's on the mark, it's a big-time break for the Bearcats. And now a foul called once again. This time it's Matias Torre knocking down the Bentworth player and just stepped in front and shoved him down. And that's Ryan Messner. 2.5 minutes remaining. Ryan Messner will have the free kick. Bentworth with the 1-0 lead. Messner has help with him, and now Ryan Messner will chip it around into the far side. And Billy Moyer. Moyer gets to the ball, but that's going to be well defended by Antonio Bruni and clears it out across the 25-yard line. A couple of Bentworth players involved, and now going to get a foul called on the Bearcats. Ryan Messner, and now we're going to get a stoppage in action. Matias Torre and Ryan Messner collided on that loose ball, and they are going to get the athletic trainers out. The clock stop, 1:51 to play, second half. Bentworth 1, Mercyhurst Prep nothing. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Those of you watching our split screen there, they were checking out the nose of Matias Torre, but he's going to get up and make his way to the bench. We're down under 2 minutes to play. The clock will restart after a couple of substitutions. It is stopped at the moment. Free kick coming for the Mercyhurst Prep Lakers. The ball back at their own 24-yard line. 86 yards from the goal that they have to find a way to put the ball in. And play resumes. All cleared back out by the Bearcats to midfield. 1-on-2. And loose ball not found. Near side, Jack Williams. Ball on the toe. Williams drags it through a couple of defenders and now sets up a drive that is going to one-hop in. That ball by Giovanni Negrini. And Adam Dahl, like, I'm right here. And that kick went on through, and Hayes makes his 10th save of the game. 1:15 to go. Ball to the far sideline and kicked out of bounds by the Lakers. Throw in forward. Bentworth trying to defend that as Burroughs tries to pop it up over top. Again, a throw in coming. 1 minute remaining. 1 minute to play in the game. Substitution completed. Header by Davenport to get it out of trouble. And now Vipperman boots the ball to the far sideline. Keeps that in play, though. Keep the clock turning. And now Bentworth will throw it out of play, or kick it out of play. 45 seconds to go. Far side, it's Fryer. Fryer outside the 40-yard line. Mercier's prep looking for a way to get it inside. McMurray heads it out, and then a long clearing kick. Ryan Messner puts the ball clear onto inside the Mercier's 40-yard line. 20 seconds remaining, another header. And now Adam Messner trying to get to the loose ball. One more opportunity for the Lakers. Ball chipped to the far sideline, and Burroughs can't keep it alive. 10 seconds remaining, clock turning. And the Bearcats in no hurry to get a loose ball to the Lakers, and the ball game is over. The match is ended. Another 1-0 win for the Bentworth Bearcats. That is their third straight playoff 1-0 victory. First half goal for Ryan Messner, the only mark on the score sheet in the goal column. And Bentworth, for the second year in a row, moves on to the PIAA soccer semifinals. We'll get you a recap when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list, and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price. And so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Call Jared Hoffman, Realtor, with the La Rocca Real Estate Team first. 724-249-3583. Jared is a trusted local agent ready to help you navigate the current real estate market. Serving all of Western Pennsylvania, Jared doesn't use pushy sales tactics. He treats you like family, with respect, providing a comfortable, easy experience. To buy or sell a home, call Jared Hoffman first at 724-249-3583.
Back here at Grove City, a little overexcitement in the handshake line. We DJ Hayes part of that. There was some discussion going on late in the match as well. Mentioned about Hayes talking with the game officials, and not exactly sure what happened in the handshake line and with the. Mercyhurst prep players now have left their bench area and all came to the 50-yard line. Hayes by himself with a couple of adults with him, walk him the other direction. And so, what you don't want to have happen is anything that would lead to any kind of penalty, as Bentworth will move on to the quarterfinals to take on either Our Lady of the Sacred Heart or McConnellsburg, those two playing right now at Westmont Hilltop. Of course, those two met. Olsch and Bentworth played in the WPIL championship match on Halloween night, a 1-0 shootout win for the Bearcats, 5-4 in the penalty kick, 7 rounds of PKs that night. But here today, the only goal of the match came in the 12th minute. Andrew Vipperman, as you'll see there, brings the ball across the football goal line, brought it clear across to the far side, and Ryan Messner buries his 44th goal of the year, setting a new single-season mark. And get another look at that. Across gets by Adam Messner, who was out front trying to mark it, but he didn't get it, and brother Ryan did, and did not miss. Buried it up high for the goal. We get word from Jason Tennant, our executive producer, that McConnellsburg, a 2-0 winner over Olsh, so it'll be WPIL champion Bentworth, District 5 champion McConnellsburg playing in the state semifinals. That on Tuesday, site and time to be determined. Bentworth team gathered down in the far corner. They will make the trip home happily with the 1-0 victory here this afternoon. Some more thoughts when we come back to Grove City's Forker Field on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For Mercyhurst Prep, the season comes to an end. A four-game playoff winning streak snapped with the only goal of the match by Ryan Messner. A 1-0 victory for Bentworth over Mercyhurst Prep here. The Lakers had put up 10 shutouts this year, including two in the playoffs, beat Eisenhower in the District 10 quarters and beat Seneca in the District 10 championship. Allowed just one goal here today, but Bentworth continues its shutout streak. 10 consecutive shutouts for Bentworth. The Bearcats have not allowed a goal since a 7-1 win at Greensburg Central Catholic on September 26th. Today is November 9th. The last time someone scored not a penalty kick, not a shootout goal, the last time was September 26th. Bearcats 17 shutouts on the season. We'll take a look at some of the football news that we got earlier today. We'll share that with you and get some final thoughts when we come back to Grove City's Forker Field. Bentworth 1, Mercyhurst Prep nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
First things first, dealing with our match here today, a 1-0 Bentworth win. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And we're going to give the nod here this afternoon with the shutout to DJ Hayes. Really tough save early in the match, and then later on had to go up and almost mistimed his jump on a shot toward the goal, but he got up, got a hand on it, and the ball then went off the corner, and you get a chance here. I believe this is that first save of the game. That is the very first save of the game for DJ Hayes, and that was his. So that one and the other attempt later, well, the tough ones, but DJ Hayes does the job, and for that we're naming him our Washington County College Center Player of the Game, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Quick run through the football news that we got earlier today. Championship in 6A, Central Catholic and North Allegheny play next Saturday night at Norwin at 6. 4A championship game at noon at Norwin next week. We'll have Thomas Jefferson and McKeesport. Semifinal sights and time set. 5A, it'll be Pine Richland, Bethel Park at North Hills. Upper St. Clair, Peters Township at Bethel Park. In 3A, Imani Christian and Avonworth will play at West Allegheny, while Central Valley and Elizabeth Forward play at Montour. 2A semifinals, and again, all these semis next Friday night at 7 o'clock. 2A, Seton LaSalle, Steel Valley at West Mifflin, South Park, Elwood City at North Allegheny. And in 1A, Fort Cherry, Jeanette at Cannon McMillan, while Clairton and Bishop Canavan square off at Peters Township. Today's match on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Day Insurance Agency, celebrating 50 years of service on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Jared Hoffman, realtor with the LaRocca Real Estate Team. Call 724-249-3583. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. With W&J on its bye week, we'll have Division I college football doubleheader for you this afternoon, starting with number 19 Clemson taking on Virginia Tech at 3, followed by Oklahoma and Missouri tonight. Sunday, the Steelers return from their bye week, visiting the Washington Commanders. Airtime 12 noon on WJPA AM, followed by the Lions and Texans on Sunday night. Our thanks to head coaches Nick Malarby and Jake Gamble, to Casey Young and his entire crew here at Grove City. And on this weekend ahead of Memorial Day, our thanks to veterans in the United States military for your service, and to your families for their sacrifice as well. For our director, Nate Rigotti, Scott Donnelly on camera, Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us. From Forker Field in Grove City in the PIAA 1A Boys Soccer Quarterfinals, your score, Bentworth 1, Mercier's Prep 0. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.